Hello, this is John Roberts from Fox Sports 1, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
I'm going to Kansas City, baby. Kansas City, here I come.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here live at the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us is one of our favorite motorsports media personalities, 17 years with Fox, and of course, host on NASCAR Race Hub on FS1 and Fox NASCAR Race Day and NASCAR Victory Lane on Fox, the one and only John Roberts. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much, Dane. You know, I held out that sign not too long ago, said, "We'll anchor for food." And it just caught on, you know, back when we were a speech channel. They didn't have any people to hire, so they had to hire me.
Oh my God! Well, we're all blessed to have you being such a big part of our weekends for so many years. And Fox has done a great job. And we all remember back to the TBS days, you know, before kind of that big explosion in NASCAR media when, you know, NBC and both Fox got in, and you guys are still in this to this day. But now with the extra channels and Fox Sports 1 and the other shows, you guys are able to really expand the coverage and give insight into the races and the drivers and everything.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, Dane. I'll give you the nickel tour of what happened, because it's actually somewhat of a long story. But I was working at a local affiliate, and I was going to hang up the TV business. It wasn't really going anywhere. So some friends of mine that I worked with, they knew I was about to, you know, perhaps leave or whatever. We're always joking with one another. So the phone rings. It's a number I don't recognize. It's a name I don't recognize. And the fella says, "How would you like to do a pre-race show for the Fox network?" Which is at the time, you know, the job that they hired Chris Myers for on the network level. And so I thought it was a joke, and I almost told, you know, I almost said, "Hey, you guys take your job and do you know what with it," because I thought someone was messing with me. But it turned out they were for real, because they needed to do what they called shoulder programming. It was just part of the original TV contract, and it was going to be on Fox Sports Net, and it was going to be called NASCAR This Morning. And so I'm thinking, you know, why are they hiring the, you know, the part-time guy that's, you know, that's a full-time carpenter and part-time TV guy to do this show? And then they said, well, it's a 20-week handshake agreement, and after 20 weeks, we'll probably just go on our own way. So I thought, uh-oh, they do need somebody like me, and this is for real. And so after a lot of meeting and a lot of talking back and forth, we started doing NASCAR This Morning on Fox Sports Net. And after the 20 weeks, they said, "Hey, enough people are watching. We're going to keep you going." And, you know, again, that was 17 years ago, and here we still are.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, it's been great, as you have kind of gone along with so many of the careers of some of these NASCAR icons that are, you know, that are moving on to other things, whether it's, you know, their own choice or just kind of the nature of the sport as it changes. And the stuff that you guys do on Race Hub is so great, where you're able to, I mean, there's only so much that can be done as far as color commentating during a race while people are calling the race. You guys really get into those backstories tonight, which I think is so important. The personalities of the people of sports.
Well, one thing I really have to give a lot of credit to our management at Fox Sports 1, a couple years ago, they really wanted to focus on getting people that were, and not to say some of the older guys that have been out of the sport for a while, they're still relevant, but the real relevance comes in having a guy like Chad Knaus, you know, who's an active crew chief. Well, he comes in on Mondays. Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, these guys are all, you know, analysts for Race Hub right now, and it wasn't easy logistically or financially to get these guys to come in. And I think it really gives Race Hub such a plus factor, because on Sunday night, myself and Larry McReynolds were sitting there talking about how the 48 team had this big controversy over working under the red flag. And then in the next breath, we were able to say, "Oh, by the way, Chad Knaus is going to be on Race Hub tomorrow night." Yep. So if you really want to know what happened and know the bottom line, that's where you're going to find it. So just, you know, hats off to our guys at Fox Sports 1, Steve Craddock, Jason Avery, Lindsay Mandia, those guys put this thing together to have the real experts and the real relevant people you know, on that set throughout the week.
You know, and one of the things that's changed throughout the time that you've been in and around motorsports covering it for Fox is we've got new tracks. You've got these iconic tracks. We always say that some of the biggest stars of racing are the tracks themselves. And so this week, you know, Kansas Speedway, it's one of those that came along kind of along the same kind of time period as Chicagoland. You know, it's in that, and they use the words, and I'm doing the air quotes, kind of the cookie cutter format, the 1.5 yeah. mile tri oval, as they're trying to build up kind of their history in racing. So talk a little bit about the difference of a place like that as opposed to maybe a Talladega.
Well, the you know, the competitors always tell us, of course, you know, not most of us on the TV side, we never drove, so we don't really know. But a lot of the competitors will say, yeah, there are those cookie cutter racetracks. The majority of the tracks we go to are 1.5 mile tracks, but they say everyone has so many different characteristics. And, you know, the banking's different. Maybe they're progressive. Maybe they're not progressive. And although the layout is the same, a lot of these tracks couldn't be any more different. But right. what I've really liked seeing over the years is at a place like Chicagoland, at a place like Kansas, and Phoenix is another one. Now, that's a mile track, but it's the same concept that we've seen. The first time we went to those tracks years ago, there was a racetrack sitting there and nothing else. Now you go to Kansas, there's a casino, there's a mall, there's a soccer stadium. Phoenix is the same way. There's strip malls. And, you know, the way things grow economically around these racetracks, it really benefits a community, not just the racing community.
Yeah, and I think it gives place. You know, NASCAR fans travel so very well. Oftentimes, you know, they're in the Winnebagos, they're camping, they're tailgating, they're seeing new places. You got to think that it's an opportunity to bring kind of new people in and checking out Kansas City as they're there for the race. You mentioned the casino, the Hollywood Casino 400 is coming up on Sunday. And how do you guys do it as far as, you know, with the playoffs, and there's so many different things coming up, new drama that's kind of built into this format as you get ready to cover that next round as they cut it down to 8?
Well, we always try to, bring up the positive things. I mean, you know, there's negative about any sport, but, you know, we like to really focus on the positive, the competition level, and really give people a reason to watch the race. I mean, even though these days, you know, the races are not on our network, they're on NBC, but we honestly believe that everybody benefits when there's more people watching. So there's a lot of really, really good stuff going on in NASCAR these days, Dane. And, you know, some people say, oh, well, you know, you're overblowing it. You're just a shill. But when you really look at what's going on in the sport, some of these new drivers that are coming up, some of the stories that are going on, the stage racing, I think, has been tremendous. And, you know, although now TV viewership is a very difficult subject right now, and it's not necessarily because any sport is worse or better than it was. It's because Americans are taking in media in a totally different way than they ever have before. And also, when you look at fewer butts and seats at racetracks, you got to think also, it is a tremendous undertaking for a person to go to a race. It's a long event. There's huge crowds. But we've been seeing the crowds fill back in. And granted, it had a lot to do with Dale Earnhardt Jr. last week, but Talladega was full. And I thought that was an absolutely beautiful sight. And I think if people do come out, you know, give NASCAR another chance. If they've faded away, it's a great bang for your buck right now. And, you know, the way these playoffs go, the way guys are getting pared down, the elimination factor of it, the stage points, the strategy. There's a lot going on there that's really a lot of fun and gives us great stuff to talk about on Sunday morning.
Yeah, let the listeners know we're talking with John Roberts from Fox. And I got to agree with you, too. Just watching it from the fan perspective and certainly the feedback that we've gotten from listeners is they're loving that whole stage racing gives so many different parts to be excited about. And I think for the drivers, too, once they kind of embrace these opportunities to go out there, get some extra points and some of the changes. And you got to look at NASCAR, too, as a sport that is really responsive, always looking to kind of adjust and tweak to kind of maximize what it is that they can do and be for fans. And with what you guys are doing with the expanded coverage, it is really great. And you are highlighting a lot of those personalities that are in there. Of the new guys that are coming, as we lose some of these guys that we know and love, which one do you think, you know, is going to be the biggest star based on personality? Dale Jr., obviously that great legacy with his father, but the most popular driver, not always the most successful driver on the track, but still had that great following. Are there any of these new guys that are going to fill those shoes?
I think, Dane, not only now at the cup level, but at the Xfinity and the Truck Series level too right now, there are great personalities coming up who and guys that are also great drivers. Now, you got to look at the cup level right now and see guys like, Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano are somewhat considered veterans, but they're young guys. And, you know, the new up-and-coming guys are like Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. That's really your immediate future in NASCAR right now. But when you look down at some of the talent that's going on with Daniel Hemric, William Byron, Christopher Bell, just to name a few guys that are running for championships at the lower level, they're going to come up. But you also, NASCAR is just a different beast than other sports in almost every way, shape, and form, but also when it comes to losing icons. I mean, a couple guys every year retire from the NFL that are superstars. But on any given weekend, there's only 40 drivers that compete at NASCAR's top level. You think how many thousands of people play professional baseball or basketball. There's only 40 drivers at the cup level, and they last a lot longer. The longevity in the sport is a lot longer. So you're going to have these periods of time where you lose. In the matter of 3 years, we have Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, and Dale Jr. Right. leaving the sport. Now, they're all still around, and they're all still involved, but they're not out on the racetrack. And that's a big difference. So that's a huge blow to any sport to lose iconic guys like that. But then there has been a time also over the years where we remember in a fairly close period of time, guys like Dale Jarrett, Ricky Rudd, Darrell Waltrip, all those guys around the same time. And that was a blow to the sport at that time, too. But it still kept going on. I mean, nobody got a cardboard box and moved under the bridge then. And I don't think we do now.
Well, you know, it is that double-edged sword. We talk about it all the time, that it's an all-star game every week, and you have all the stars of the sport wherever it is that you're enjoying it, certainly on television, on Fox when you can get a chance to see it, in person whenever you can get a chance to see it. But it cuts the other way, too. When you lose guys, you're losing important. Like you mentioned, there's 40 of them, and so many of them are big, important, have their followings. But I think that that's one of the great things about the expanded media, some of the stuff that you guys are doing on these extra shows with Fox, is it gives the way to really highlight the personalities, showcase some of the things that are happening on there, tell those extra stories that would have been difficult 5, 10, 15 years ago to do just in a regular broadcast format, and would just have to happen organically. So you guys are doing a great job. Before we let you go, John, let us know how people can enjoy what it is you do. See you on Fox and all the different shows, and see you this weekend.
This weekend we kick off coverage Sunday, 11 o'clock Eastern time. We got an hour-long race day. And then we wrap it up right after the race with Victory Lane. That airs at 10 o'clock Eastern. And we are going to try to bring you every story that's going on the racetrack before and afterwards. And also, the Victory Lane show we're doing this Sunday is going to be very interesting because we're going from 12 to 8 guys. And there's going to be some broken hearts. There's going to be some guys that are really happy. And there's going to be some guys that are really mad. Because the difference thing in the stick and ball, sort of the so-called stick and ball sports, and racing, is guys in the stick and ball sports, they practice their craft a couple hours a day, 6 months out of the year. Racers practice their craft 7 to 7, 7 days a week, year round. There is a lot on the line for these guys, not just the drivers, but the teams and the owners too, that they work their butts off on this thing. So when you see emotion out of a racetrack, it is absolutely 100% genuine.
Yep, it's going to be great action, great emotion on the track this weekend at Kansas Speedway, and then those extra elements built in because of the playoffs and everything tied with going for that Monster Energy Cup championship. And you can see so much of that additional coverage, interviews, and the excitement. Of course, some drama as well right there on Fox as well. So, John, thanks for what you're doing. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Hey, anytime, Jay. Thank you.